Hello and welcome to Stuff Stitch, the upholstery podcast, formerly known as In Stitches, telling your story and inspiring others with me, your host, Robbie Richardson. So today I'm sat here on my own, no guests, nothing, just me. And I thought I'd have a wee chat about Stuff Stitch, the new podcast, and the reason why we've had some hold-ups, and a little bit about the magazine, and a little bit about Richardson and Page. And yours truly, if you can cope with that. Won't be very long, I promise. So the podcast was supposed to launch in the middle of November, but unfortunately it couldn't happen due to various circumstances. One of them being that it was the run-up to Christmas and everyone's bloody busy, including me. I was absolutely mental busy and have not had a lot of time to do any recordings. I have managed one or two, but if I'm being honest, they weren't actually that good and I want to re-record them. So there's been a bit of a hold up on that. And so the podcast won't be reappearing until January time, probably towards the end of January, if we, you know, because I have to record them and then get them out to you. So that's probably around the time frame that we're looking at for that. And it's been sort of quite a long process of trying to get people involved with it. So it has taken a little bit longer than I would like. And I wish there wasn't such big gaps between each podcast. But there is, and that's fine. I mean, we're all busy people. We're all working hard. So that part of it, and I'm sort of quite the theme for the next podcast is just I'm interviewing people that I've wanted to interview and haven't found a reason to interview them. So there isn't a topic as there has been recently on the podcast. But then hopefully in sort of February, March time, depending on my recording schedules and time off the bench and not actually working, that then we're going to have a podcast featuring folks from the States, which I'm quite looking forward to. I'm going to do it with my co-host, which I'm quite looking forward to, and also the podcast in January will have a co-host as well. But what I'm going to try and do is some guest hosts from time to time. I think sometimes that's going to be quite difficult to do because people are busy and sometimes timings won't coordinate with what we need to do. But certainly for the States, I think it's quite important that there's someone from the States co-hosting with me. But you'll have more information about that as time goes by. You know, sort of looking back over the last year of the podcast, I thought it would be quite interesting just to, when I started the podcast, I really wasn't expecting, I know I've spoken about this at length, but I really wasn't expecting a huge amount of people to listen. I didn't think I'd have anyone that interested in my podcast, least of all people from sort of various different parts of the world. So it's been quite a shock for me, and a nice shock, but quite surprising. And so I kicked off with Gareth over a year ago now. And I remember sort of starting that podcast and having absolutely no idea about podcasts. You know, it's really embarrassing how little I knew about podcasts because I just hadn't listened to them, really. It's a new thing for me, the podcasts. And I'm actually really enjoying them now, but it's taken me a while to work out which ones I want to listen to and so on. So the podcast is went out with Gareth. And so I listened to that podcast with a sort of good deal of interest because I've probably listened to four or five of my podcasts because I find them very difficult to listen to. But that one in particular, I remember feeling, oh God, should we be talking about mental health issues and all of that? And actually, yes, we bloody should. And I actually regret trying to steer him away from that subject because the idea of it being in Stitches obviously was a play on words, but I wanted it to be lighthearted. And actually, it shouldn't be. It should be about our life stories. So that's, you know, and it's been really interesting talking to the various people that I've spoken to and their different stories and their different journeys into our beautiful craft. Gareth stood out quite a lot because he was the first person I interviewed and the first podcast to go live. And he was a delightful person to interview, as he is anyway. And it made that very easy to do. So I was quite pleased that he was the first one. And I'm not going to lie to you, I have found some people much harder to interview than others. It's not a natural space for me to interview people. So I'm having to learn that skill. And I hope I've got better at it. I believe I have, but that's not really for me to judge. Certainly, I'm trying to make it a good deal more professional than it has been for the last year. But these things take time. And it's all about enjoying the journey and not beating yourself up too much. But podcasts is, I actually haven't looked for a while, but last time I looked, it was around about 15,000 people listening to it, which honestly has blown me out of the water. I would never have imagined it. However, it's not about me. It's about the stories and it's about the people I'm interviewing and their story, which I've really enjoyed listening to. And Obviously, sort of, I've been largely interviewing individuals about their story. But moving forward, I would quite like there to be more than just me and another person chatting, because I think there's some really good stories to be had by. I think you get more depth by having more than one person's input. So that's something I'm going to do. And one of the things I'm toying with, and I haven't discussed this with anyone, so if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But I'm going to share it anyway, because it might just happen if I share it, and it might not if I don't, because I might bottle it. But I'm thinking of doing an interview with the Guild of Traditional Upholsterers, the Association of Master Upholsterers, and the Upholders. If they'll agree, it would be great to get them on board and actually discuss their roles, what they do for the trade, and their crossover points, and you know, the parts of their organisations that they're really proud of, because there's plenty to be proud of within those organisations. And it hopefully will be an interesting topic. I'm also quite keen in the future, God knows when it will be, but I'm quite keen to interview manufacturers. And I'm really keen to interview interior designers and people like that, because I think interior designers would have a really interesting input into a podcast for upholsterers, because, you know, a lot of upholsterers' experience with an interior designer is pretty negative, to be honest. And it's to ignore the fact that some interior designers actually really have an understanding and knowledge of our trade and value it. Unfortunately, they're probably not the ones that a lot of us tend to come in contact with, but they are out there and you just need to look for them. So, you know, there's lots of ideas with the podcast going forward. And I'm sort of, I've got to say, I'm really proud of where I've gone with it. And then, you know, we move on to Stuff Stitch, the magazine. I honestly am pretty surprised by Stuff Stitch. It's been quite a journey. We first started the journey of Stuff Stitch in February. Myself and Vernon sat down in my workshop, and we sat down on our lovely green sofa, and we just started batting ideas across to each other about what the magazine would look like and who would be interested in it. So who our target market was, which is obviously a lot of you lot on the podcast. And we came up with some cracking ideas. And all things like this, as you start gaining momentum and as you start building more and more ideas around it and actually putting more processes in place, things start to happen and it gets exciting. You know, we brought Claire on board with it as well, because she's very process driven and she's, you know, fantastic at numbers and planning. And so, you know, and we needed that person, because both myself and Vernon work very hard away from Stuff Stitch. So we needed someone that could devote some time to that as well. So that's been fantastic from that point of view. But the thrill of getting the magazine in my hands was, I can't tell you what a proud moment that is. But I think the thing I'm proudest of is the input, the articles. They're just fantastic. I hope that everyone's enjoying them. I guess they're not going to be for everyone. You know, some articles will be stronger than others. It's just the nature of the beast. But the fact of the matter is it's out there, and I think it's got a really interesting sort of story base to the magazine, along with information, and so hopefully some knowledge will start to come through on the pages as well. That's my hope. And, you know, the magazine will have themes. I mean, the next issue, obviously, which by the time this is out, is the Christmas issue. So that's all about seasons. And the next one is all about eco and the environment. So it is, you know, some important issues to be covered there. And I'm sort of quite pleased with that. And then sort of from my own personal point of view, sort of, I've been sort of obviously running Richardson and Page now for 17 years. And I would suggest 2021, as opposed to 2020 in the midst of COVID, but 2021 has been quite a tough year on lots of levels, which has actually in the last 2 months found me fully back on the bench, which I'm actually loving, just actually getting back and being creative with my hands and doing some upholstery and actually really enjoying that process of being back on the bench and doing the thing that I was trained to do when I was a 16-year-old lad. So it's really nice to do, but it is restricting greatly my time on doing the stuff that needs to be done, for example, the podcast. And I thought that's why I thought I'd just jump on here, the short little podcast with me bimbling on about what I've been doing and what's going on, just to fill you in on some of the gaps and also why there is such a long gap between podcasts. So this episode is just a one-off, just primarily to catch everyone up with what's been going on and just a little bit about the podcast and the magazine. Not terribly detailed, but just a little piece. And then sort of for me, personally, sort of, as we all are, Christmas is coming and I'm really looking forward to the break and getting away for a few weeks away from the workshop and actually recharging the batteries and looking forward to a new start in the new year. And I hope that all of you have a terrific Christmas and a wondrous and prosperous new year. Sort of, I'll finish off now. I said it was going to be short and it is, but I'd just like to put it out there. If you have a story to tell, if you think you have got an interesting story to tell and you'd like to be on the podcast, then please contact me. My email address is robbie@stuffstitchmedia.com. And it'd be really nice to hear from you. I mean, obviously, you've got to be able to chat nonsense with me for 30 minutes. Which I think most people can do. But, you know, if you feel intimidated by that, then obviously the podcast is not for you. But I'd love to hear anyone's stories because it's for everyone. So if you've got a story to tell, please share. And you don't have to be UK based. You can be anywhere in the world. It really doesn't matter. Zoom is a wonderful medium for interviewing people. And that kind of brings the podcast to a pretty much a close. But just telling you about the process and what's going on. Oh, God, just lastly, before I finish off, I'm finished off twice now and gone back. But just to talk about the podcast now is going to be Stuff Stitch and not In Stitches. That's quite an important part that I missed. So the podcast is now Stuff Stitch, will gradually start to appear on the Stuff Stitch website, and it will slowly stop being part of Richardson and Page because I did want to separate the two. So that's enough about all of that. So once again, I'm going to wish you all a happy Christmas and a very prosperous new year. And thank you so much for joining me, and speak to you in the new year. Ta-ta, everyone.